Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are the Fit Chicks. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm super pumped to be chatting today. And of course, talking about all the things we love, fitness, nutrition, wellness, all that good stuff, even though today we're going to be focusing on fitness.
Right.
So one thing that we've been getting a lot of requests about is people are traveling right now, right? Like it's summertime. Everyone's going up to the cottage. We live in Ontario. So everyone, like for us, it's you go to the cottage on the weekends or, you know, you're, if you don't go to the cottage, you're like out and about in the city and doing things like that. So no one really wants to be like in the gym, which even is why too, our classes right now, we're outdoors for the summer because it's so awesome to be able to get to use the awesome outdoors as your fitness playground, as we like to call it. So we made a lot of requests about, you know, how do I get my workouts in at the cottage? How do I get, you know, my sweat on without having to go to the gym? It's too nice outside. So we thought today that's what we're going to share. We're going to share our top ways of getting in your at-home workouts with minimal equipment. And you can rock them pretty much anywhere. You can do them outside. You can do them inside the cottage, outside the cottage. If you're in a hotel, on the road, whatever you want, we got your back with this today. So let's start off. We're going to do a little back and forth. So I thought, Amanda, I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to share what mine are.
Okay. Let's do this.
We love a little fitness chat. So Amanda, what is your favorite piece of workout equipment that you use at home?
Honestly, I'm like a really simple girl. And so my favorite piece of equipment is just my weights. I have weights at home. I have three different sets. I've got a heavy set. I've got sort of a midway, sort of medium set. And then I've got a lighter set. And I love them because I can incorporate them into almost every movement. I can make movements compound. I can make them more challenging by upping the weights. If I'm feeling kind of tired, I can lighten the weight.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you there.
Okay.
Just for our listeners who don't know what compound is, what does that mean?
Oh, sorry. So yeah, so compound movements is when you're doing a lower body and an upper body movement at the same time. So often when I'm doing lower body, which, you know, is like one of my favorite things to do, but when I'm doing lower body movements, rather than just doing, for example, a squat, I'll add in some upper body movements too, so that I'm burning max calories with my big muscle groups, but then I'm using my smaller muscle groups as well, toning and defining my upper body while I work my lower body.
Well, and compound movements too aren't just lower and upper, right? They're
no, of course.
Any exercise that activates more than one muscle group. But I totally know what you mean, and that's the best way to get the calorie burn, right? It's like using the legs and the upper body.
Exactly. And I feel like visually it's probably the easiest way to explain it too, to so people can see sort of the correlation between using the two movements.
And I'm kind of similar to you. Like I do love weights for my favorite at-home piece of equipment, but I actually have a super love for resistance bands. And the reason being is when I'm at home, I love my weights, but when I'm traveling, it's just carting them around. That's the thing that's the pain in the butt. So if you are like, you know what I mean, going to the cottage or wanting other than in your backyard where you could just, you know, bring all three sets out, you can kind of get the same, you can get the same resistance by buying a set of three different resistance bands at all different levels of resistance. Because they actually, you can get resistance bands up to 200 pounds of resistance.
Oh, I know. I've got some bands that are so heavy. Like I say heavy, meaning because they're so strong that I can't even like do like bicep curls with them by standing. If both my feet are on it, I can only have one foot because they're actually that like tight that I can't actually, the resistance is so intense that I can't do it. So definitely you can be challenged with resistance bands. And I do love my resistance bands, as you know, as well. I actually like incorporating them into yoga movements too.
Oh, and that's the thing. They can be used for so many different types of exercises, which then I guess will lead me to question number two. So with your weights then, like if someone's going to be working out at home or at the cottage, what's your favorite upper body exercise that they could do at home? And why do you love it?
Okay, so My personal favorite, it's like my love hate though, because I don't like it in the minute. I promise you, I don't like doing this, but I love doing it because it's so effective, is actually doing planks and holding a plank or a tabletop, depending on how strong I'm feeling. but holding on a plank position and then using weights to actually activate my upper body. So holding plank and doing renegade rows or doing reverse flies or even tricep kickbacks while holding the plank. And the reason why I love it is because it hits so many different muscle groups. It allows me to be really effective with my workout. It uses a lot of stabilizers. It activates my core. And I feel really strong when I do them because it's like, it's intense. So I always just find like it makes me have that feeling of like, I feel really like fierce and accomplished when I'm done.
And what we'll do too is a lot of the exercises that we're talking about, because I know it's kind of hard for someone listening when they hear that, like they might not know what that looks like. So we'll include links on our blog with this podcast to show these exercises that we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll definitely want to try the plank to kickbacks. They're great.
Ugh, danger zone.
what about you?
My favorite upper body exercise for at home using resistance bands is I actually like resistance. Well, two exercises. I love resistance push-ups. So you actually wrap the band around your upper back and hold it in either hand. So as you're pushing up, you're really like slowing down the motion and pushing up against resistance. And then I also just love anything that you can tie it to a tree. So there's a lot of things you could do, like rows, you can turn it around, you do chest flies, you can do chest press. So it's just, you know, as long as you have an element that you can kind of tie it to, there's so many things that you can do and hit your entire upper body.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, and yeah, if you're not outside doing it, if you're indoors, and you're using the resistance bands. If you don't have a tree, is what I'm saying.
You don't have a tree in the middle of your house.
You could do so many other things though with it. You can even just lay on it, stand on it. You can use like your door handle, your door frame even to like wrap it around the outside of your door and use that as your resistance. So you have a lot of options.
Completely. Just make sure that your door is very solid, because I did have an incident once in my house where I almost ripped the door handle right off.
What?
Yeah, I tried to do a little workout and I tied the resistance band around the door handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much of a good idea. So maybe just make sure things are very secure before you tie them, or you might die. Okay, so then we've got our upper and our lower. We just talked about our upper. So then what's your favorite lower body workout and why?
So my favorite lower body for sure has to be squats, like all of them, like all types of squats. I like them all. I like pliés. I like regular squats. I like prisoner squats. I like any kind of squat. I think the reason why I like squats so much is because it's just a really easy motion for my body. Like it feels very natural to me, whereas I find lunges can sometimes make me feel a little unbalanced. And can sometimes affect my like knee joints, right? So, and I know that I'm not the only person that feels that way. So I do find that squats for me are just probably more effective because I can go deeper, I can go lower, I can do bigger motions. And then using the weights, as I said earlier about compound movements, I love doing compound movements with squats. And again, that could be squat with an overhead press, so an overhead shoulder press. It could be squats with bicep curls. There's, you know, squats with tricep kickbacks, shoulder raises, whatever the case may be. And I really love isolation movements with my squats. So I like to hold them, just like hold as low as I possibly can, isolating my muscles and then adding the upper body.
Well, and that's the thing that's so great about, you know, and I think that people a lot of times they don't think about is when you're at home, you can really play with your workouts too, even if you don't have equipment at all, even if you don't have any weights, by just changing the tempo. So the tempo is obviously how quick you go into the movement. So for a squat, how many counts it takes you to get down, how many counts it takes you to get up. You know, you can totally change your workout by slowing down that tempo, going down for four and then holding for four, coming up for four, as opposed to just going down for one, up for one. You know what I mean? Like
completely.
And that's where I think a lot of times when people are working on at home, the problem is they just don't know what to do. So we end up just doing the same thing, which usually tends to be like going for a run, maybe just doing a couple squats, you know, or not changing anything up. because we're creatures.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Of course. But I mean, it's at the same time, it's like, it makes it way more exciting. Like mentally, it's more challenging and it's more interesting when you start changing it up. So really think about that when you are planning your workouts at home or at your cottage or wherever you are. Think about, you know, changing the tempo, go down for three, hold it for five, come back up for one, you know, do things like that so that it just, it makes it interesting. And then you just don't get stuck and bored.
And you'll really feel it so much differently in your body.
Like mm-hmm.
just by making simple changes to what you're used to doing, you know, the body adapts very quickly. So as soon as we're constantly doing the same thing over and over again, your body gets so used to it, you've got to shock it. You got to switch it up. So, you know, that's why, again, with squats, change the tempo, change your foot placement even. Use, like for me, again, I love the resistance band. So if I'm going to do some squats for lower body or any lower body work, some that I love with the resistance band is, like I love even things like hip thrusters. They're actually one of my favorites. So that's pretty much when you're laying on your back and, you know, digging your heels in and pressing up to squeeze through your glutes. It's the best exercise to target your glutes. And again, you could do it anywhere. You could add the resistance band for extra resistance. You can do it with, you know, laying on the ground with your feet on the ground. You could do it with your feet up on a bench, using the elements, and it just targets the butt so much. And you can just do it anywhere.
No, for sure. And I find with the hip thrusters, one of the biggest ways to challenge yourself is to try to do the one-legged ones.
Oh, completely. And a one-legged with a resistance band? Oh, donkey.
Have you actually ever tried the one-legged holding resistance band but wrapping it around your foot, the one that's in the air?
Yes.
And you press up towards the ceiling. So you're holding it and you're keeping your elbows on the ground and then you're just pushing your foot towards the ceiling as you like push through that one leg. It's like, I feel like I'm so happy when I do it at home because nobody can see me doing it because I probably look so ridiculous because I probably only come off the ground like 4 inches, but I feel like I'm like going full.
Oh, it's so dirty. It feels so like that burn. Oh my God. It's such an isolated movement. Like it targets so much into the glutes. Cause the thing is when you're working with two, doing a lot of squats or other lower body exercises, you're usually, you know, utilizing your hamstrings and your glutes. And if you're more quad dominant, like I am, my glutes, unless I really focus on activating them. And I know a lot of people have this problem. My quads take over. They'll do the bulk of the work. So something like a hip thruster, it's so focused on the butt that like my butt has to do the work.
No, for sure.
Okay. So we've got some upper body exercises. We've talked about our favorite pieces of equipment. We've got some lower body. So then for cardio, I love plyos. So plyometric exercises, for anyone listening who doesn't know, it's basically jump training. So it's any big explosive moves that combine speed and strength, which is power. And they are majorly awesome cardio exercises because you don't need to do a lot of them, you know, if you're doing high intensity intervals and you're going to just blast your heart rate, blast a lot of calories. So I think they're perfect for doing at home or at the cottage or when you're traveling or in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite plyo exercise?
To be honest, I mean, you know how much I actually love push-ups, right? Like, you know me, and I don't know why I like them, but I do. And so my favorite plyo exercise is actually plyo push-ups. I like doing push-ups where, like, I actually try to, like, clap or, like, reach my hands forward and things like that. I think I'm not saying they may not be like the best in terms of like getting my heart rate up because I can only do a very limited amount of them. So it's not like I can't do it for a minute, you know? So it's more of like my favorite because it's so challenging for me. And it's so like, it just gets me really excited and really pumped when I can do like, you know, 5 instead of 4 from yesterday kind of thing. So that's sort of my favorite plyo movement. But if I was thinking of it from like a cardio perspective, I would have to say it's probably, I would say in and out jump squats. So where I jump my feet wide, touch the ground, and then jump them back together, and then jump wide, touch the ground, jump my feet back together in center. So staying low in the squat position the whole time. That's probably my favorite because I love that burn. I love the feeling of like where I feel like my legs are going to like explode literally. I like that feeling.
Yeah. And I love, well, and for plyo pushups, like I cannot do plyo pushups, but the one thing for anyone who can't do them, who wants to do them, is starting even on a wall, you mm-hmm. know, starting standing and pushing off the wall to start to build up. And that is even, you know, I can do them on my knees, but like on my hands, I cannot do them.
A lot of times too, though, with plyo pushups, and I'm not trying to sell everybody on them, but a lot of times with those, it's a lot of a fear factor. Because you're like afraid that your hands won't catch you and you're going to like face plant, right? So it's the same thing with handstands and headstands and all that kind of stuff in yoga. So it's like whenever I try to teach people to do plyo pushups, I usually start off by exactly like what you were saying, like doing them against the wall, getting comfortable with kind of being airborne for a second off of your hands, doing them on your knees. And then once you're on your feet, rather than going jumping right into it, a lot of times I'll start doing pushups on the toes, but adding like a shoulder tap, like opposite hand to shoulder tap kind of thing. So just getting comfortable with like having your hands off the ground and kind of getting that feeling, you know, yeah. And slowly work your way into it. And then you get really like confident, or, you know, you have a moment where you're just like, I'm going to do it. And then you just go for it. And you see what happens. I mean, I belly flop all the time.
Well, and that's where it's just the mental game too, with a lot of exercises is, you know, you think, oh my gosh, I can't do that. And then you're already kind of talking yourself out of it. So
yeah.
It's just, those are great ways, like you were just saying, you know, the shoulder taps to start to build up your comfort level and your confidence. So mm-hmm. know that, oh, if I do fall, I'm not going to smash my teeth on the floor.
Your body will naturally try to catch itself always. it doesn't want to get hurt.
And for me, for some of the plyo exercises I always love jump squats because they're simple and they're so like such a big calorie burner. Mm-hmm. Plus they're so good for your legs. And I usually do them at home if I'll do them in like in a Tabata form. So a high intensity interval pattern, which is 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. And I usually either do for plyos, jump lunges, jump squats, or some variation of a burpee.
Those all sound awful. Just kidding.
No, but it's like one of those things that you like love to hate.
It's like the plank with the renegade rows and the reverse flies. It's like, I don't really like it in the moment, but I know that afterwards I feel really good about doing it.
Well, and especially because you only have to do it for a short period of time. Like a Tabata in total is 4 minutes. So you do 20 seconds of jump squats, 10 seconds rest, repeat that 8 times, and then you've just done a high intensity interval pattern that's going to keep you burning way more than doing, you know, that long, low intensity steady state for 30 minutes, you know, because you've just really gassed out your muscles and put yourself in a comfortable place. So plyos are awesome. And again, you don't need any equipment. Like you can do them anywhere as long as you have space. You can do them in your backyard. You can do them at the cottage. You could do them at the park. Like they're just dirty, but so good. That sounds terrible. They're dirty, but so good. Okay. So then what would be your, like, if you're going to give somebody some tips for getting a workout using their outdoor space, and then we'll mm-hmm. talk about using your indoor space to really up your workouts. But like, so you don't have a lot of equipment. You're just there. You're on vacation. You head out to the park. What, mm-hmm. what can you do?
All right. So here are my top 3 tips. Number 1, look for somewhere with a hill, if you can find it.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't even have to be a big hill. It can literally be like a little mini hill. It's cool, right? Like as long as if you have a hill, you are like gold, because again, you change the element completely of your workout. So instead of, you know, doing sprints on the ground, now you can sprint up the hill, walk back down, catch your breath, run back up kind of thing. Or you can do your squats going up the hill, working your booty big time, you know, and just walk back down. I always recommend walking back down just because you never want to like lightly jog, because you never know if like when you're outdoors, there could be like little divots in the ground and things like that. And you don't want to like
a dog poop.
Ew.
Keep your eyes out for dog poop.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, for sure. Number 1 would be to find a hill. Number 2 would be to use a track. And I don't mean like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a proper track. Like, you know, like they would use in track and field. It could just be like you build your own little track system. Like, okay, I'm going to go around that tree to this tree to whatever, but building yourself sort of a track and using that as sort of your guide, not just for like running. Cause a lot of times we always think track, we think running, but one of the greatest like lower body workouts I ever got was somebody had me go around a track, just consistently doing walking lunges, from walking lunges to side squats, back to walking lunges to side squats, the other direction to reverse, like we were walking backwards, but really, really low in a low squat position around the track. And we just kept moving around the space. But what it does is it keeps, visually, it keeps you interested because you're kind of looking at something different consistently. You kind of had a target then too, because you're like, okay, when I reach the beginning, I'm going to switch and do something else. Or maybe you're not, maybe you're going to keep doing the same movement. But either way, you still have kind of like, you know, like a flow to something. So I always recommend using a track or setting up some sort of a track system. And then my last one is to find some shade. I'm a ginger, so I burn easy. So my biggest recommendation is to find shade, because there's nothing worse than if you don't know where the shaded parts are, if you're like really far from it, if you're just in this big open space and you have no access to shade whatsoever. You don't have to be in it the whole time, but just kind of have something that's close by, because if you start getting really overheated and you want to, you know, start cooling down a bit, but still keep your workout going, you want to kind of move into that space. So I know it sounds silly, but I definitely recommend always just know where the shade's at.
No, I don't think it sounds silly at all. Who wants a sunburn, especially like a sports bra sunburn?
Oh, or like what I had after our weekend fitness retreat at Horseshoe. I got, from being at our outdoor fitness challenge, I don't know, I didn't see you afterwards, but I got so sunburnt from that day on the Saturday being outside all morning that afterwards from my forehead right to my chin was peeling. Like I looked like a snake, because it was just like this whole layer. It was so awful. And I remember I went to get my hair cut that week, and I was like, I had to apologize to the girl, because I'm like, I'm really sorry if like my hair is full of my skin.
Like, I'm just
that's probably the grossest thing I've ever said on our podcast. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm just shedding like a snake.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for the visual people.
No, but that actually, that leads me into my top three tips, because when you're saying finding shade, the other thing I was going to add in before you get into like the actual using the space, one tip that I always tell people is don't wear antiperspirant when you are working out outside.
Interesting.
And I don't think anyone should really wear antiperspirant if you do go for an all natural one. But antiperspirant is to stop you from sweating. And your sweat is actually your body's natural cooling system. So if you're wearing antiperspirant because you don't want to sweat so much, you're actually counteracting cooling your body down. Interesting, eh?
So then your body would actually just stay hot, or would it get hotter?
Well, you're not going to sweat as much.
You start sweating from other areas?
I don't know. I don't know that much. That's a good question. No.
Sorry, I'm very intrigued by this statement now.
But yeah, like even when in your regular life, and you know, when we talked a couple podcasts ago, I can't remember, about you know, getting the toxins. When we talked about the five biggest mistakes women make when trying to get fit or lose fat.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how, you know, the hormone disruptors, and one thing that is huge is deodorants and antiperspirants. There's so many chemicals in them, and we're putting them on our bodies every day. So you've got to really, A, be careful and pick one that's all natural. And B, if you are going to pick one, go for a deodorant over the antiperspirant, because the antiperspirant is blocking your body from sweating. And sweating is also our detoxifying system, but it's also our cooling system. So if you're working out outside and you don't want to be as hot, you want to sweat. So don't worry about stinking when you're outside. Just go take a shower afterwards and then you're good to go. So that's one of my tips.
Interesting. I like it.
My other tips, other than the hill and the track, which were both awesome too, is I love benches. Like any type of a bench you can do dips off of. So for your triceps, you can do step ups on them. You could do those hip thrusters, like put your heels up on the bench. You can do incline push-ups with your hands on the bench or your feet on the bench and your hands are on the ground. So there's so many ways to really switch up, you know, your workout by utilizing benches. And pretty much every park has a bench.
Mm-hmm. I also like them for like a simulated box jump.
Completely. And it's a good... And it's a good alternative if you don't have a hill, because you can still do, you know, like step ups, like do incline stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I like too is even just using trees. So using trees for like wall sits, I call them tree sits. So, you know, having your back against the tree and sitting down low, almost like you're sitting on a chair, but there's nothing under your bum and your quads are just burning out. I also like to use it for, I do different things off of the tree as well, like elevated lunges, like putting your one back foot up, but you could do that on the bench as well. But tree sits are one of my favorites because you could just, you know, you sit down and your quads just get on fire.
And of course, what you were talking about earlier with your resistance band for upper body, trees are perfect because you definitely know that they're not going to come out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know that they're going to rip out like my door handle does.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talked about what outdoor space. And then what about tips for using indoor space if you're like in a hotel room or if you are, you know, again, at the cottage inside or you're staying home and you just don't want, it's too hot outside to work out, but you want to get a workout in at home.
So kind of like what you were just saying about benches, one of my top things is to use your elements. So whether you're in, you know, a hotel room, so, you know, you're in a hotel room, you have very limited space, whatnot. I mean, whenever I travel, I still do my workouts in my room because often I just don't plan accordingly to go to the gym or I just don't have enough time, whatever the case may be. But I'll do them in the room and all I need is enough space to be able to move. I use the walls for wall sits, like what you were saying. I do a lot of wall sits, but I do a lot of variations where I'll do like marching. So I'll actually like drive my knees up towards my chest so I incorporate my core too, so while staying low. I also use like the chair, you know how they always have the token office chair in the hotel room. So I always use that for dips.
The chair fit.
Yeah. Also, it's really good if it's a rolling one, it's really good to do like any kind of like core stuff with, or any kind of, if you put your feet on it and you kind of roll your feet out and pull them back in, or you can do reverse pikes and stuff like that. So there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do. You don't need a ton of space. So definitely just use your elements, use what you have, move some stuff around and give yourself enough space. I find as long as I have enough space for like, I don't know, I say if as long as I can do a jumping jack in place, I'm good. I can still do a workout.
Yeah. Like I find with indoor space that it is, well, when you're indoors too, you usually have more access to equipment. Like when you're outdoors, the thing that's great is you have so much room to move around. Mm-hmm. But from like a cardio perspective, you could just, you know, do moving drills, go for like do sprints, do jogging, do walking lunges. Like there's so many things that you can do because you have so much space, but when you're indoors, that's the main factor that kind of limits you. Right. And then you're like, well, what do I do? And that's where too, the plyos are great because you can do, you know, any type of jump training, just make sure your ceilings are high enough. I'm a giant, I'm 5'10". So if I'm in a low ceiling basement, plyos might not be the best option. But yeah, things I love about using the indoor space too is things even like utilizing your weights for cardio. So like holding a low squat and going, you know, punches like with weights in hand to really get your heart rate up. But, you know, again, then you don't have to jump if you do have the low ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love doing actually, because I was going to ask you next, like what are some of your resources that can help you work out when you're at home or on the go.
Yeah.
But at home, one of my favorite things is workout DVDs.
Yeah, that's my number one too. That's my go-to.
Completely, because you don't have to think about your workout. You don't have to plan it. And we were going to talk about some resources in a second, but it's just follow along. And these workout videos are made to do indoors. You know, they've taken into consideration all of those things like space and, you know, access to equipment and ceilings and all that stuff. So it's made perfectly for your indoor space.
Mm-hmm.
Like even for us, when we were writing all of our DVD line for our Fierce Innate workout DVDs, which little shameless plug, if anyone wants to get, they are available on our website at fitchicks.com. But when we were writing that, I remember you and I like being like, oh, let's do this really cool, like jumping burpee into, you know, I can't remember. It was some big
jump. Oh, I remember. Yeah. We ended up changing a lot of the stuff because we're like, no.
Yeah. And then I'm the tester being like, okay. And then I'm like, my hands are fully touching the ceiling. I'm like, I don't think people want hampers on their ceiling. Okay. Scrap, new move. the thought patterns that go in behind writing workout videos. But yeah, I just think that that's one of the best things for utilizing your indoor space is like getting workout DVDs, setting up a space in your house that is your dedicated workout space, or, you know, if you're inside, like if you're at the cottage or if you're in a hotel room, just, you know, move things around so you've got space enough to do them, and then just pop in a DVD.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, my second thing was plan according to your space. That's meaning like, just, you know, if it is at your cottage, know that like it may rain if you're going up there for the weekend. And if you are planning to do a workout, plan accordingly. So when you're packing for that weekend, grab your resistance band, throw it in your bag just in case you are having to stay indoors and do your workout. So then you have the ability to do it and you have the resources and the tools, or grab your DVD and your computer kind of thing. I always have a DVD in my computer at all times so that when I am traveling, I know that at least I have one just in case. And then the last thing that I actually had too is just like to blast your tunes, because sometimes when you're doing workouts indoors, they can get really boring. So yeah. Because you're just like either staring at the same space, or I'm super guilty of this because I do workout DVDs from time to time at home, and I buy all DVDs and I try them all because, I mean, it's just really good learning and growth and everything else as a trainer to see what else is out there. But I have a really strange memory that I remember things really quickly. So I'll remember the DVD within like two times of doing it. And so I get really bored doing it. So what I do is I put it on and I'll have it super low so I can just kind of hear the cues. And then I always have like the TV on in the background, and I'll like not really be watching the TV, but I just have some kind of background noise, or I have music blasting. I have one or the other always happening because my attention span just gets so limited. So if you're like me and you find like doing workout DVDs just gets really stale, or your workouts at home, or just like find some really good music that pumps you up, or, you know, record one of your shows that you really like watching and watch parts of it while you're doing it, but just don't get too distracted by it. It can't be something that you're like obsessed with, you know, that's like, oh no, I need to sit and watch this part. It can't be dramatic. I just watch like game shows, like stuff that doesn't really like take attention. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, do they win the car? Cool.
No. And I mean, that pretty much sums up too, like my tips for at home as well. Like what you said, cause it's just really, it's the space, you know what I mean? And it's making sure you don't get bored and you can work out in it.
Yeah.
Then in terms of resources then,
well, so we already talked about the DVDs.
DVDs.
A huge resource. I think I recommend it highly to people to just like invest in it. If you're someone who likes to work out at home, or you know that you're going to be traveling a lot, invest in yourself and invest in getting yourself something that you know you'll actually commit to and that you'll enjoy.
Because that's what I always think as well. Sorry to interrupt, but it's been, you know, if you're traveling, have that plan of attack before you even travel. Like if you know every weekend in the summer you're going up to the cottage, make sure you've got your DVDs packed with you. Like you already have thought about this in advance. So it's not like, oh yeah, I plan on working out at the cottage, and you don't have your plan of attack. So I always think first is just, you know, look at your summer schedule, because your workouts need to be a priority to you, you know, and you have to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success and not just being like, oh, it's summertime, I'm going to skip working out the whole summer. You know, you've got to make sure you're making that commitment.
Yeah, if you skip working out the whole summer, you'll regret it. Because then when you come back in the fall, it'll just be so hard.
Totally.
That's even how I feel right now being pregnant. I'm like, I have to keep my workouts up, because if I don't, when I'm done, when the baby comes and I'm in like the post, it'll just be like, it'll feel like I'm starting over. So I'm trying to maintain it as much as I absolutely possibly can, so that it still kind of feels, I know it'll be different, but at least it'll feel a little bit consistent.
Oh, totally. Like, and I think, you know, the DVDs, also printable workouts. Printable workouts are amazing. And we have a bunch of free ones on our blog. If you don't know where to go to get printable workouts, you know, you can Google them. You can head over to our blog, fitchicks.com/blog. And you just print them off and take them with you. Like I know we have even like a 9-minute HIIT workout. So then, you know, when you get into your workout mode, it's just, again, like a DVD, follow along. Just go through finish the paper. You're done the workout. You don't need to think about it.
Mm-hmm. My other thing too would also be YouTube videos. If I don't plan well and I'm away somewhere and I'm like, oh geez, I really want to do a workout, I don't have anything with me, I'll actually just like find something on YouTube that I've never done before. I mean, it's total hit and miss because you never know what you're gonna get, but I'll actually like YouTube, like I'll be like, okay, I want to do a a HIIT workout, 20 minutes. That's all I've got. So I'll just search on YouTube, 20 minute HIIT workout. And then there'll be a list that comes up. I'll choose one. I'll do it. And sometimes they're great and sometimes they're not so great, but at least I know that I have a resource that is totally free and totally available at all times.
Yeah. And I love YouTube too. There's a lot of really great stuff on there. And once you mm-hmm. find someone that you really vibe with and you really like it, they usually post regularly. So then, you know what I mean? You don't have to worry about trying to find something new every time.
Exactly.
The other thing I love too is smartphone apps. There's so
many. I've got into them.
Yeah, I love them. There's so many apps out there now that are just, you know, even just getting a timer app. Because if you have your printable workout, or if you don't and you're just picking exercises, at least you know if you're like, okay, I'm going to do a 5-minute workout that is 1 minute of plyos, 1 minute upper body, 1 minute lower body, 1 minute core, and then one minute of abs. So core just say is, you know, cause it's everything from it's your back and everything within your midsection. And then one is just really focused on abs. So there's a 5-minute workout right there. If you have an interval timer, which you can download free ones, you could just set that interval so you don't have to look at it again. It just beeps and tells you when to switch. Mm-hmm. Or like when I was talking about the Tabatas, you know, having a Tabata timer, you can download free Tabata timers and then you just pick, you know, one plyo and you could do that for your cardio and it just beeps and tells you when to go and when to stop.
No, for sure. I'm not saying that they're not great. I think that all the apps are probably amazing. I'm just like, I don't know. It's like I'm like back in like the old school, like days before phones existed or something, because I'm so like not savvy when it comes to things like this. And I, not even that they're like difficult to use. I don't know what it is. I just don't connect to them at all. So I don't ever use them. I download them, I look at them, and then I never use them again. It's terrible.
Well, I just think you need, not you specifically.
Of course.
Like, I find a lot of things are just way too complicated these days. Like really you just need a timer. And when, you know, everyone has their phones with them, and if they don't feel comfortable pre-programming their timer on their phone, you just download the app and they're set up to do it for like a HIIT workout or whatever. You know, and there are some really cool ones too that you, again, you know, bodybuilding.com has a great app. And you can access all different types of workout programs on there and track them in your phone if that's what you want to do, to be accountable and follow different programs. And theirs is really simple to use. But there's some apps out there. I'm like, holy cow, like, I don't even know what's happening. There's like videos, then like things are beeping, things are happening. I'm like, I just want to pick 5 exercises and do my thing, like, and then get back to the patio and have a cocktail. Like, but yeah, I just think it's, the simplicity is the best thing.
Good call.
Okay, so I think that kind of wraps up our chat for today.
I think
I really hope that, you know, for everyone who's listening out there, that this was gave you some ideas for things to do this summer while you're on the road and while you're, you know, with still getting to spend time with your family and your friends and don't have to like take off and drive 40 minutes to get to a gym when you could just do it, you know, outdoors or in your indoor space. That's our goal. That was my top takeaway. I was going to ask you, what's your top takeaway from today? Mine is that, you know, summer is, especially in Canada where we are, it's very short. So the last thing you want to be doing is spending so much time focusing on your workouts without enjoying, you know what I mean? Enjoying the summer and enjoying the great outdoors. Mm-hmm. So my top takeaway is like, utilize these things, get a resistance band, you know, download a timer, get some printable workouts and DVDs. So you've got elements that you have in your pocket all the time for a plan of attack. So you could still be social, you could still have a life, and you could still get your workouts in.
No, that's great. I think my top takeaway would probably be just to find the thing that really connects to you. So out of all the different things that we mentioned, or, you know, all the other equipment, like at home equipment or apps or whatever the case may be, try a couple of different things out, figure out what connects with you best, and then develop a plan around that so that you have that plan. You're ready to go whenever, if you are traveling or whatever you are, or if you're doing workouts at home, but know that it's something you'll commit to. Don't try to force yourself into something that doesn't feel natural, like apps to me.
With those damn apps.
Okay, it's like, well, I'm 75.
No, you know what? You got to be authentic to yourself. Do what works for you.
Yep.
Okay, well, that then wraps us up for today. So, of course, as always, we hope this is helpful to you guys, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to know what you guys want us to talk about. So you can always check us out on Facebook. It's Fit Chicks Bootcamp. On Twitter, Instagram, at Fit Chicks.
Have a good day.
You can always email us too at info@fitchicks.ca. Any of the ideas, topics you want to hear more about, learn more about, and we'd love to share. We love our random banter. Okay, till next time.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.